Many people drive to the State Migratory Waterfowl Refuge at Kramer's Field to scope out the swans, cranes, and ducks that pass through Fairbanks in their migration. On this Northern Soundbite, however, biologist educator Mark Ross suggests the pandemic offers us an opportunity to open our ears as well.
Now, there's a couple ducks right there. Those are dabblers because they're in the shallow water. I'm a biologist educator here, stationed here 22 years, so I'm very familiar with the sights and sounds and the different habitat types. And that's what I hope we can share with folks, to get out and just appreciate the sounds. People are spending time alone, and that's the best time to listen. If you can get out of yourself and just open up for the sound, and try to appreciate the richness of it. The migratory songbirds are coming in, and they're called songbirds because they do sing. You know, in another week, we'll have perhaps 50, 60 different species, which is actually very low in diversity. I mean, compared to other places in more southern latitudes, they'll have twice as many. So if a person's interested in identifying them, this is a great place because diversity is so low. The different families have different, I guess you could say, tones. The different families of birds, like the sparrows are more buzzy. The warblers are higher and sweeter, generally. So you can differentiate between those family types.
What do birds do with their song?
They're announcing to the others of their type or species that this is my territory, right here. And that's what they're thinking. They're in competition for a place to call their own where they could set up a nest. So the males do, 95% of the singing, and they want to pull in a mate. And that's what they're thinking. They want a mate. They want to keep competitors away from their territory. And perhaps they're singing because they feel good too. That's a possibility. Some families' songs are not melodious, such as woodpeckers that actually drum on trees. There is a big wetland area this time of the year, an extensive meltwater ponds that are 2 miles long, and trails traverse the edges of those. So there's a variety of habitat types to get different families of birds. There's a solitary sandpiper. That is the song as it dives. Klee, 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 klee. Very unique bird. Solitary sandpiper. They're the only shore bird in North America that nests in old songbird nests, perhaps a robin nest. All the others nest on the ground. Solitary sandpiper, a boreal sandpiper, goes to the forest to find old nests.
What's the difference between a song and a call?
A song is more melodious and longer, something that we would consider aesthetically pleasing. Calls are generally shorter and harsher and convey a different emotion of the bird. Alarm or anger. Male robins are notorious for fighting, and wow, you'll just hear some sharp, shrill stuff from male robins. Also, if a predator is nearby.
So what's the best way, Mark, if somebody hears a song, they say, I want to know what that was. How do they research that?
Peterson Field Guide is a great one for descriptions, phonetic descriptions of bird songs and calls, and Sibley's also.
State biologist educator Mark Ross. I'm Robert Hannon.